Morning, church. How are you all this morning? God is good. Somebody say, all the time. All the time. God is good.
See, I think you're getting a bit confused here.
When I say God is good, you say? When I say all the time, you say? All right, so God is good. And all the time. God is good. Amen. We serve an exciting God. Come on, somebody say good amen. A God who's interested in the goodness in our lives. Amen. In the well-being of our lives. He's interested in every single thing that goes on in our lives. Amen. Not just a God who stays up there and he just wants to get things done through us. No, no, no. He's interested in everything. He is a good God. Amen. I bring you greetings from India, Bangalore. Right, we are so grateful that we are part of Destiny C3. And 4 or 5 years, I think Pastor came about 5 years ago. Yeah, Pastor came about 5 years ago. And we established the connection. And it's been amazing since that. This year will be our 5th year. Right, and God has been so faithful, and we want to thank you for all your prayers, your support, and your contribution. Amen. Amen. Towards the kingdom of God, and what you're planting here is becoming fruitful over there. Amen. 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 Well, I always tell the church this, it's not just about the giving, but giving to the right person. Imagine this boy who had that 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread, gave it to the guy who's sitting next to you. He probably would have kenyang that day. But he chose to give it to the right person, and the basket ended up into the hands of the master, and it became a blessing to the multitude. Amen? Amen? Amen. And this is what you've been doing. You're giving and you're sowing into the right place, and it's coming over there, and it's turning into the blessing into the multitudes. Amen. And God has been using us in so many different ways. We are training young people right now. We are connected to 2 different Bible schools that trains about 20, 30 young people every 6 months, 7 months. The training goes on. And we have given away, I think, more than 300,000 meals to the underprivileged and poor people. And we are continuing to do that. And clothes, I forgot to bring the photos. Next time I'll just send it over. We just have boxes of clothes that people are sending in so that we can go and give it to the poor people. And God has been just opening doors and favors, and it just has been amazing to see what God can do when we are humble and obedient to His call. Amen. So thank you so much. Give yourself a big, big hand. And of course, my spiritual parents. No, the only thing that I miss over there is, yeah, I just wish every Sunday I can come and be with Pastor Clarence and Pastor Debbie. So every time I come here, I feel so refreshed. Kind of jealous with you guys. You all have the best pastor in the world. Man. Yeah. Anybody want to exchange, please? No, eh? All right, God is good. Come on, say all the time. God is good. Right, I bring greetings also from Jaya. And she's asking me every day when you're coming back, when she knows exactly when I'm coming back. And So now she misses you all, and she says no. She sends a greeting. She loves you all. And continue to pray for you all. And thank you for your support and everything. All right. Today I would like to share about one of the most common occurrences in our daily living. All right, somebody guess what we're going to share about? One of the most common occurrences, and it is called disappointment. Come on, somebody turn to your neighbor and say, disappointment. I don't know, but I think every day, somewhere or somehow, we are being disappointed. Yeah? Well, when you look at the meaning of the word disappointment, it says it is a sadness or displeasure caused by a non-fulfillment of one's hope or expectation. So basically, we expect something, and when something else happens, that feeling that you feel, that is disappointment. I'm sure, no, we all have at some point been badly disappointed, and every day be little disappointed. All right? And if you look at our lives, and probably you can go on to the image slides, and no, sometimes we get these gifts for Christmas presents. Have you got that before? Yeah? And this huge box that somebody gives you, or this huge box under the Christmas tree. Do we have that? Yeah, I think they are trying to get. Before that. That's the best part. We go, see? And you see, look at her face. Right, disappointed. Why? Because she expected a car. And that was cupcakes. Right or not? Right? And we will be disappointed in that sense. Or somebody can look at the person who's sitting next to you, especially if you have your husband or your wife. I don't want to go into details, but yeah. And we are talking about disappointments, right? Oh, Pastor, my husband, before marriage, he used to open the car door for me, close the car door for me. Now the only door we open and close is the window because it's too hot. Say, I have to turn on the air conditioning, please close the window. Before marriage, he always get these roses for me. Now only bringing home groceries. Disappointments. And don't laugh. Children also, no. Parents are disappointed with children when you find the packet of cigarette somehow magically appeared in their bags. You have that? We have that at home. Somehow this thing, I don't know how, I don't know. It just came, disappointment. Yeah. Why are you laughing? Had that before? Someone, I don't know who. Must be this fellow who put it in my bag. Yeah. And children can be very disappointed with your parents the way, you know, when they fight or when behave more childish than you are. Right? Children can be very disappointed with parents. Or we can also get very disappointed with ourselves when we don't perform or meet our own expectations. Yeah, we can be turned up to very disappointed. No, I expected to score better grades, or I expected to do this better, but I could not do it. So we kind of like, well, I'm not disappointed with myself. Or our favorite football team. disappointment. Right, no. Everybody is an expert when you're out of the field right now. They kick left, man. They run right. Disappointment. You lose. In India, cricket is a huge thing. And everybody is experts. Everyone. I mean, even my wife. I don't know. I don't understand anything about cricket. All I know is this couple of guys chasing after one small ball and one guy is trying to hit. That's it. And I always like to support the opposite party. Just to disappoint, irritate my wife. But and they have these superstitions. So when the guy is trying to hit and make this score, I mean, I'm sure you guys know, right? And they say, okay, don't move. You stand there. Because when you were standing there, the team was performing better. So what? Me standing here in Bangalore and these guys are playing in Delhi somehow? Yeah. You're Vastu, no? And you have to stand there. And when your team loses, everybody get very disappointed, right? And Hollywood and Bollywood never surprises or never cease to disappoint us. I don't know. That movie, man. For all you comic lovers, you should know. Just expected the movie to be so good. Bang! Disappointment. All right? And how many of you got this nice-looking chocolate on the package? Right, it looks so good in the package. When you open inside, it's like that. Where? What? Where's the real stuff? Yeah, you got that before? Yeah. So you always, but then we have the Bible. And we say Bible is straight. Bible is also full of disappointments. Okay, please don't stand, don't leave yet. Let me get to the next part of the message. Right? Even the Word of God is full of disappointment. If you have your Bible with you, please kindly turn with me to the book of Acts chapter 3. You have your Bible? Yes? No? If you don't have, pretend as if you have it. Yeah. Even though they'll ask you to stand on the chair. Acts chapter 3. You say, Peter and John were going to the temple courtyard for the 3 o'clock prayer. Verse 2, at the same time, a man who had been lame from birth was being carried by some men. Every day, this man will put the lame man at the gate in the temple court. The gate was called Beautiful Gate. Somebody say, Beautiful Gate. Turn to your neighbor and say, Beautiful Gate. One guy is saying to the girl, I'm beautiful. No, no, no. Beautiful Gate. gate. Right? And this morning, I would like to title my message as Beautiful Disappointment. Somebody turn to your neighbor and say, Beautiful Disappointment. The Bible tells us there he will beg for handouts from the people going into the courtyard. Verse 3 says, when the man saw that Peter and John were about to go into the courtyard, he asked them for a handout. He was a beggar. He's asking them for a handout. In verse 4, Peter and John stared at him and they said, look at us, Peter said. So the man watched them closely. He expected to receive something, something from them. However, Peter said to them, I don't have any money, but I'll give you what I do have through the power of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Walk. Peter took hold of this man's right hand and began to help him out. Immediately, the man's feet and ankles became strong, springing up to his feet. He stood up and started to walk. Beautiful disappointment. When God's way is not my way, get ready to be beautifully disappointed. Amen. When God's way is not my way, get ready to be beautifully disappointed. From the beginning of Genesis to the end of Revelation, the Bible is filled with stories of people's disappointment because God's way has always been incomprehensible. Come on, somebody say good amen. And the story still continues today. Even today, every day, we are beautifully disappointed because God's way has always been higher than our plans and our ways and our desires and our strategies. Amen. In verse 5, it says, so the man watched them closely. He expected to receive something from them. He received not something on the day, but the biggest miracle of his life. Amen. Many times we come expecting we receive something love. Right or not? Something we receive. But God is not interested by giving us something and send us back. His interests or his plans are greater. His plans are bigger. So that we can get more from him. Miracle, a notable miracle. Not just something. Come on, somebody say good amen. Temporary, we look for temporary fulfillment for eternal purpose. Just something so that I can survive today. Right? That is how we think. Temporary fulfillment. What the man wanted, the layman, something so that I can go back and eat today. Just something so that I can get some bread for my family today. So just something so that I can fulfill the needs of my children today. But God is not interested about temporary fulfillment. God is interested about eternal purpose being fulfilled in each one of our lives. Come on, somebody say a good amen. Isn't this good news? It'd be nice if Peter and John... Peter, you have something? No, man, you have something? Yeah, I have something. Give. Wonderful story. Very kind apostles. But that would solve only the temporal problem. Come on, somebody say good amen. Sometimes we come with the same attitude, Sunday after Sunday, Bible study, church meetings, revival meetings, so that we can have something. But God is not interested about blessing us with something. But God wants to give us something. Or God wants to give us more than something. So that our eternal purpose and plan of His will can take place in our lives. Many times we pray, we take prayer as one of this something. We think prayer is not just about my will, but it is about submitting my will to the work of God. Come on, somebody say a good amen. Many times we think prayer is coming with a list of things that I need from God. Yeah? That's what we do, right? Say, God, number one, you have to do this. Number two, you have to do this. Number three, you have to do this. Number four, you do this. Number five, number six, you can do whatever you want. But first, you have to do 1 to 5 for me. Yeah? God, I will come and serve you full time and everything, but first, settle my son. 2, my daughter. 3, my family, my household. You do all this, Lord. Confirm. 6, I will follow you. Nah. Come on. Prayer is not about coming with a list of things or order how God should perform in our lives. It is not about just expecting God to do what we want Him to do. Come on, somebody say good amen. It is not looking up to Him and say, Jesus, I need something. God, I need something. No, it is about going to Him and say, Lord, I submit my plans, my purpose, my strategy, my ideas, my logic, everything to You. And let Your will be done. Come on, somebody say good amen. Just like Jesus. We just celebrated our Easter, Resurrection Day, and Good Friday. Jesus submitted Himself, said, Lord God, if it is Your will, let this cup be removed from me. But if You want me to go through this, and then let it be unto me. That is what prayer is all about, church. It is like the 3 Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, standing there at the pit, the flaming furnace. And they say, no, King. We're not going to bow down before Your image. Because our God, He is more than able to deliver us out of this situation. But even if He does not, we will still not bow down to the image that You have placed before us. God's plan is always bigger. Guess what? God didn't save them. God didn't save them out of the pit. But He saved them through the pit, in the pit. Come on, somebody say good amen. God's plans are always higher. We may not be able to understand those things. We may not be able to comprehend those things. But His will and His plans will always be greater. It'll always be better. It'll always be more amazing than the plans and the ideas and the creativity or the logic that we can come out with. His solutions are always His ways. Come on, somebody say good amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Here is a guy who's been fishing for all his life. And he's washing his net because he's been fishing all night and absolutely zero cash. And Jesus comes and says, okay, let's take the boat a bit deeper. And then they say, let go your net this side of the boat. Side, that side. It's all the same side, Lord. Now just let go. And Peter says it, Lord, if you say so. Amen. And that is what prayer is all about. God, if you say so. Amen. Every promise is in the Word of God. God, if you say so. My God shall supply all my needs according to the riches of His glory. God, if you say so. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. If you say so. Come on. If you say so. That is what expecting from Him all about. It is not my ideas. It is not what I want. It is going before and say, God, what do you have for me today? It is not the something that I need in my life. It is about God, everything that you want me to be. Amen. Come on, somebody say good amen. So here is a guy who will be going back beautifully disappointed because he did not get what he wanted, but he got what God wanted him to have. This morning I pray, church, that you will go back beautifully disappointed because you will not get what you want, but you will have what God wants you to have. Let me try to tell you something. Trust me, what God wants you to have, it's so much better than what you want from Him. Amen. Our desires. You know, we are sometimes like this, what you call it, Esau. You know Esau, Jacob story? You know, this guy traded his birthright, you know, for what? Bakute. One bowl of soup. We laugh today. But this guy was so hungry that he was willing to trade his birthright for his temporal fulfillment. And missed on the greatest blessing somebody could have received in his life. Amen. Please do not trade God's purpose and God's plan in our lives with temporary solution. And sometimes, like Pastor Debbie was praying this morning, I was like, she almost prayed my message out. Right? Sometimes we get so excited over our blessings and over what's happening today. We missed on God's internal purpose in our lives. We get so excited with what's happening in our children's life, what's happening in the school, what's happening at the workplace, what's happening in our businesses, that God, we miss out on God's big plan. Amen. Today, let's pray that God disappoint me beautifully. Amen. So that I will walk out of this place not having what I wanted, but having everything that you wanted me to have. Come on, somebody say good amen. Amen. We are disappointed when we go home differently. I'm not talking about husbands going home differently. You'll be very disappointed. I'm talking about going back home after having the encounter with God. In verse 2, being carried, how did this guy came? Being carried by some men. Not one. Few men have to carry him. Every day this man will put the lame man at the gate in the temple courtyard. So every day this lame man will be carried by a couple of good guys, nice guys. Probably they're getting some commission, I don't know. Yeah. So these guys will carry him and put him by the gate and they leave. How he goes back? They'll come again. They carry him back again. And next day, they'll come and carry him. But in verse 8, he says, he was springing to his feet. He stood up and started to walk. The man was walking, jumping, and praising God. And that is how we go back. Come on, somebody say good amen. Amen. Let your family be disappointed today as you go back jumping and shouting the goodness and the praises of God. Come on. Amen. Amen. Whenever we come to a prayer meeting, we have to go back differently. Every encounter with the living God will change me. Come on, I can't go back the same way that I came in. I will not go back the same way. If you came this morning expecting you to go back to the same problems, the same issues at home, the same fighting, the same chaotic situation, guess what? You are about to be beautifully disappointed because you're not gonna go back the same. Amen. Many times we want God to somehow kaboom change everything at home, kaboom change everything with our children, kaboom change everything in our workplace, kaboom make our boss disappear. Your boss is sitting behind there. Amen. And God is not interested in working in someone else's life, but He's interested in working in my life. Amen. He changes me, and that will change everything around me. Amen. This man who came day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, being carried by people. Now he's going back, praising and worshiping. Guess what? He's going back to his same family. Guess what? He still don't have money in his pocket, but something has changed him. He's going back praising God. He's going back worshiping God. He's going back excited because he know now he doesn't have to beg for money. He doesn't have to stand there and ask people for something. Now he has the power to create something. Amen. And that is the change that God is bringing to our lives. It's week after week, day after day, month after month. You're coming in and you have been going back the same. Today, you're about to be beautifully disappointed. Amen. Hallelujah. Never seen anybody else more excited about being disappointed. Amen. Let's be beautifully disappointed. Let God change the way we walk. Let God change the way we talk. Yeah. Hallelujah. He received not just something, but the biggest miracle of his life. How I know that someone has encountered God. In pastoral ministry, one of the things that we always meet is people coming and say, "Oh, Pastor, good service. Oh, Pastor, that is wonderful message." You know, do you really think that gets us excited? Maybe a little bit, huh? But more than that, when we see somebody changing, amen. Amen. Oh, man, that is joy uncontainable. That is what we want to see as pastors. When somebody's life is being transformed, when somebody's life is being changed, when somebody comes in crying and leaves, we are jumping and screaming and shouting the praises of God. That is the evidence of the encounter of the living God. Amen. Come on, somebody say a good amen. Amen. That is the evidence. I don't have to go and tell, that was a good message, that was a good preaching, that was a good worship, that was a good moment. Oh, I fell, God touched me. No, I don't have to say all this. By looking at the way I get up, tells the whole world what has happened to me. Amen. Try change and go back to your home. Amen. Go back differently. This time we go with love. Not with expecting, oh, yo. She's gonna shout again, I'm late. Yo, I missed 3 calls. Nah. Amen. Go with love. God, go with God with you. Amen. Things will change. Your children will change. Amen. Our spouses will change. I mean, change means not change, but some of you are like, amen. No. Amen. Don't dare to say amen. Huh? She's sitting next to you, right? Amen. When we go in
not to stay out. So this guy was disappointed because he went back a different man. He was beautifully disappointed because he's not crawling no more. He's not depending on somebody no more. Now he's walking. And we are disappointed when we go in and not to stay out. Verse 2. Every day this man will put the lame man at the gate in the temple courtyard. Verse 8, it says, he went with Peter and John into the temple. Amen. He's not standing outside no more. He's not waiting for something at the gate anymore. Now he stood up, and where did he go? He went into the temple of God. He went into the courtyard. Amen. God wants us to get closer to Him. If this morning you came thinking you'll come, you'll worship, you'll sing few songs, and you'll listen to a couple of good messages, and you'll go back, guess what? You are about to be beautifully disappointed. Because God wants you not to stay out there, but He wants you to come in to the courtyard. Amen. Pastor, I know we heard the announcement in the next couple of weeks. We're going to be planning out for everybody to be involved in a ministry. Isn't that wonderful? You want to stay out? Nah, some of you planning to already not to come in the second week or third week. Guess what? You will be beautifully disappointed. Amen. If you're planning to put all your plans, you have already, you know, already have worded the excuse that you're going to give your pastor for why not being involved in the ministry, guess what? You are about to be beautifully disappointed. Amen. That every one of us, that is the purpose of God. Amen. He's going to draw us into the temple. He want to bring us into the temple. Amen. I don't know how we have been before this. How we've been doing before this, where we've been sitting before this. It could be week after week, month after month, at the outside of God's presence, outside of God's will. But this morning, we're ready to be beautifully disappointed because He's about to take you from outside to His inside team. Amen. We were doing a little study about the design of the temple that God gave the children of Israel. Outer courts, anybody can go. Yeah? So, the story doesn't end there. God doesn't want us to play at the outer courts. God wants us to get into the inner courts. That's exactly what Jesus did at the cross. The Bible tells us there were earthquake and the veil was torn. So that now there is nothing that will stop you from coming into God's presence. Amen. Now this is the new purpose. This is the new system that you don't have to hide and sit outside no more. You can now come. God doesn't limit Himself to the pastors and the prophets and the teachers anymore. The pastor was praying that it is every one of us, wherever we are, at schools. Can you imagine me coming to your school? No, it's not going to work, right? But you are already there in the school. You're already there in your office. Guess who's going to be the prophet in your office? Come on, lift your hands. Say, I am. Who's going to be the teacher, the prophet, the pastor in your school? Come on. It's time to come into the inner courts. Jump in the river. Amen. Nahum, he had leprosy. And he came to see the prophet Elisha. He was very upset because Elisha didn't even come outside and give him the word of prophecy. He just told, go and jump in the river. No, he said properly, please, go and tell him to go and jump in the river. Not once, 7 times. Huh? My mother has told me, don't jump in the river. Many times. So here is the prophet. He didn't go there. He didn't just park his horse by the riverside. Guess what he did? He jumped in the river. Not once, not twice. Was it 3 times? 4 times? No, 5, 6, 7 times. You get in the river. Don't just stand there. Don't just be there. Don't just hang around. And sometimes we like that. We like to play safe. The river Jordan, clean one. Sanitizer. I don't know. We'll have infection. I already have leprosy, you know. It's already so bad, just jumped. Nothing worse than leprosy can happen to you. Amen. And we say, when the time comes, I'll jump. Have you heard that one? We have heard that many times. Pastor, definitely I'm serving. Definitely I'll be in the ministry, Pastor. One day when the time comes, definitely. You know when is the time? Never comes. Yeah. It never comes. Jump. Don't play safe. One day I'll jump. It's near only. I'm here, Pastor. Every Sunday, you need me, just call me. I'm just here. There, you see the river? I'm just here. I'm available here. Yeah, you know, the line is there. And you need me, I'll jump. After once my children, Pastor, they grow up a bit more bigger, a little bit more. They'll be independent. Then I can jump, Pastor, no problem. Once I have this promotion, a little bit money I'll save behind, then I'll jump, Pastor. No! You are about to be beautifully. Are you ready to be disappointed? Now it's getting serious, right? Amen. Let God disappoint our plans. Let God disappoint our future strategies. So that we will jump today, not wait for some time. This man was not sitting outside. He didn't just get healed and say, oh, thanks, John. Thanks, Peter. Let me just go and meet my family and show them what God is. No, no, no. He jumped straight. He said, the first place that I want to go is into the house of God. Amen. I pray that God will send John's and Peter's pastors by your way, who will lead you, will help you to fulfill God's purposes and plans in your life. You know what? You are in the right place. You are in the luckiest ones. Many churches, they will not even let you to say hi to their neighbors. Really? Because they're so scared you will take them somewhere. But here they are opening up. They say, come guys, the stage is open. The platform is open for you to serve God, to fulfill the call of God that He has placed over your life. Our pastor's calling, our calling is not to fulfill our calling by using you. Amen. Our calling is to let you fulfill the God-given calls over your life. And then that is how our callings are fulfilled. Come on, somebody say good amen. Amen. So until you step in, until you jump in, we're not going to let you go, right, Pastor? Amen. I'm sure you heard about this story, right? The king who told that, announced to the whole kingdom, he said, whoever crosses this river, swims across this river, will marry my daughter. Remember the story? And the river was invested with crocodiles. So everybody was just gathering around the river. And everybody was just looking, waiting for see who's this brave man who's going to jump and scream across and marry the princess. One guy suddenly jumped in. He screamed across. Lightning speed, man. Came up. Everybody applauded. The king was said, oh, you are brave, man. How did you do it? Can I just give you something? He said, yeah, just give me the man who pushed me in the river. Man, sometimes we need to push you into the ministry. Amen. That God will send the right people that will be beautifully disappointed. Amen. Finally, we are disappointed when we turn out to be amazing. Amen. Come on, somebody say a good amen. Amen. See, we've been hearing people, or sometimes we start believing that we are not going to be amazing. Especially in our Asian context. From our childhood, people have always keep reminding us that we are not amazing. Yeah? Starting from school. Why you're here? Why you're wasting your father's money? You're only good for taking care of the cows. Even the cows also don't want you. Why not? Huh? Now some of you are feeling it. Let it out. So we have been trained, or we've been programmed, curse after curse, or statement after statement, that made us believe that we never gonna be amazing. That this is all I'm gonna be for the rest of my life. I'm just gonna be the person who will survive through day after day. I'm just gonna be this person who will stay out at the gate called beautiful. I'm just this person who will keep going back to my old same life day after day. I'm just going to go back to my all the way chaotic life day after day. This is my life. How is life? Like that, love. As usual, love. No. God doesn't want us to return back to the usual. He wants us to get back to the amazing. Yeah. Come on, somebody say good amen. Verse 9, all the people saw him walking and praising God. Verse 10, they knew that he was the man who used to sit and back at the temple, beautiful gate. Then the people were amazed. Yeah. Amen. And stunned to see what had happened to him. Amen. I'm going to close here. If you came in this morning thinking that you're going to be just this person that always going to be the normal, not achieving anything, not being able to reach the greatness, not be able to be successful, and this morning, God is about to beautifully disappoint you. Amen. Will you stand with me, church?